Welcome to Soul Discovery with Kelly and Kelly. And today this is a short little podcast with Kelly because I wanted to talk about something that I think isn't talked about enough in psychology circles or spiritual circles, is the fact that it is okay for us not to feel okay sometimes. This comes on the heels of something that happened with our family personally on the weekend. That there was a situation that I've mostly been dealing with by myself, and most of the time I can handle it. And it's not a big deal. I'm a big girl. I can handle a lot of things on my own. But this particular situation, it was just a difficult time. And all of my kids were over, and Kelly was there as well. And we started talking, and everybody said, you know what, Mom? Maybe this time you don't need to handle this. Let us take care of this. Let us do this because you have been dealing with this alone for quite some time. And it was really kind of weird to make the decision to let other people kind of take over and handle a situation in the way that they felt was best. And I actually felt okay about that because there was a decision that needed to be made and I just couldn't really make that decision. I wasn't in the emotional space to do that. And my daughter said something to me, my oldest daughter, and she said to me, you know, Mom, if you never feel okay to handle the situation like this, that's okay too. I don't know what I would do, and I know how this makes me feel. And it opens up such a deeper conversation for all of us, because I thought about that, how a lot in our lives, we try to make things okay. For example, when we have trauma as a child or something happens, we have coping mechanisms that try to make the situation okay because we don't have the tools to really deal with it or the adults in our lives to help us through that particular situation. And so we're always trying to make things okay and make ourselves feel okay. And oftentimes we spiritually bypass ourselves or we emotionally bypass ourselves because we want things to be okay. And we're trying to find the silver lining and we're trying to find, you know, that lesson when maybe there isn't one. And something that I used to teach in one of the courses that I taught was that, you know, not making a decision is actually making a decision because you have decided not to make a decision about something, which is, you know, a little bit to wrap your mind around. And that's kind of what I did, was I didn't give my power away, but I decided that in this particular instance that it was okay to let someone else handle something. And I think that's important in our relationships, is that sometimes we don't always have to handle things. We don't always have to know how to handle something. That it's okay for us to ask for help and support from other people, and also that it's okay for them maybe to make a decision about something that we're just having a hard time making a decision about. And I realized in this particular situation that I might not, because make the same decision each time when it comes to this particular thing. And as some of you know, because I have spoken about it on some of the social media channels, is that there is a loved one that I have in my life with addiction issues, with substance abuse issues. And I suppose what I've been looking for is a way that's going to make me feel okay and how to handle the situation. But I've come to realize that when the situation arises, that it is okay for me to choose a different course of action every time. And I want to feel okay with that, because I think with my own emotional capacity, with my own work that I do, that there are going to be days where maybe I just don't have it in me to deal with this person or to deal with a particular situation. And it's okay for me to ask for help with that. And because my children are grown, you know, it's okay for me to ask them for help and support in doing it too, which is a little different for me, right? I mean, being a mom, I'm used to to being the person who sort of takes care of everything, right? Or that I feel like I have to know the answers or at least have an answer sometimes. And I feel that in this situation, I really don't have the answers all the time. And it's not that I don't go for my own counseling and I don't have tools. I have lots of tools, go for my own counseling and everything. But I think it's okay for us to not know sometimes how to handle a certain situation, or that maybe one day I can handle doing something better than I'm going to handle it on another day, depending on where I'm at and what I'm going through. And that my boundaries might change from day to day, because maybe one day I can support this person in one way, maybe on another day I cannot. And that it's okay for me to change that. And maybe that is being consistent, because I'm allowing myself to go with how I'm feeling and not trying to be something to another person all the time, because this person may want different things or demand different things and I don't have to give it to them. So I was thinking about that in my life too, especially when my daughter said to me that, you know, it's okay if you don't feel okay about something, and it's okay if you never feel okay about something. Because it's not about me not feeling good about myself. I feel okay inside. A situation doesn't necessarily take me out of a good place that I'm in my life. I am in a good place, and people can't take that away from me or shake that inside. But it's also just looking at a particular situation and knowing that I just don't feel okay about this situation. It's okay that I wish I could help more, but it also is up to another person that they want to get help or they want to be, you know, do something different. That it's also their choice. That my choice doesn't have to reflect any of those things. And how many times in our lives do we try to convince ourselves that we're okay with something when maybe we're not okay with it? I know I was triggered to feel a few weeks ago about something that happened years ago when I was married. And at that time, I had health issues and small children, and I really did not know how to handle it. So I set it aside because I had other things that I was dealing with. And then I was triggered to feel this, and I went, oh, it's because I put this aside. And I had to make myself okay with it because I had other people that needed to be okay, or to know that at least I was doing my best to be okay. And now it was my turn to actually go, okay, how did I feel about that? That was a thing that happened that was hurtful. I had felt betrayed at the time. And I had pretended for a long time that I was okay with it because I just felt like I had to. And how many times do we do that to ourselves in our lives where we feel like we have to be okay with it? But it's absolutely okay to let yourself not feel okay, and to never feel okay about something, and know that that might be a boundary that you'll always put up around a certain person, because you can just never justify someone else's actions towards you or whatever the situation may be. And I feel that in spiritual circles, we're always trying to find the positive. We always want to shift it. But there are some things in our lives that we don't have control over. And you also don't have to feel okay about them. It doesn't mean that you have to let them bring you down and you don't have to spiral downward, definitely. That's not what I'm talking about, because you don't. Outside circumstances, you don't have to be shaken by them. But it is also okay that there's just a situation that doesn't make you feel good. And it's not that you have to avoid it. It's just that you don't have to feel good about something if you don't want to. And you don't have to make yourself okay with it if you're not. Because in admitting that you don't feel okay about it, you're just allowing yourself to feel the wide range of emotions that we as human beings feel. We're allowed to feel all different kinds of things. It's what we do with those feelings that's important. Do we let them pull us down? Do we spiral out? Do we become less emotionally responsible? Do we spiritually bypass ourselves? Or do we just observe it? And observe that, no, I'm not okay with this situation. It doesn't mean I have to be overly emotional about it. But you can not feel good about something and still be okay with not feeling good about something. And we shouldn't have to force ourselves to feel a certain way about anything. And so that's something that I'm have been processing this week and try integrating, because I'm not sure how I'm going to react the next time this thing happens. And perhaps it's okay for me to react a different way every time, as long as I'm still being responsible with how I'm dealing with it. I'm not projecting that I'm still okay, that I'm fine. But I can also choose every single time to handle something differently, because I have that choice. I have that choice in that moment to create the reality I want. So that means that the power is still mine. The power for me to choose in that moment is still mine. And you always have that power in every single moment to choose your course of action. So even though you may have similar situations in your life, you can always choose a different course of action, one that feels better in that moment, and the next time maybe you'll choose something else that feels better. You know, we throw around words like consistency, but really the consistency is with yourself. That you choose not to spiral out, that you choose to be calm in the moment, even with chaos around you, and how you're going to handle it, that you don't have to lose it. And other times it's okay if it makes you sad. Maybe it'll make you angry, but it's what are you doing with those emotions? Because those emotions aren't bad. They're just there to give you the clues to tell you where you're at any given time. That maybe sometimes you just don't have the emotional capacity to deal with something, like I didn't the other day, and I let someone else handle it. And that's really what it means, I think, to love yourself. Is to ask for the kind of support that you need. And if somebody else can make a decision about something and you're okay with them making a decision in that moment because you just don't have the emotional capacity to make it. This is why having an advocate, even when you go for medical tests, because sometimes you are so in a moment where you're emotional, it's good to have someone else there who's not biased, who can provide a calm support to you and ask the questions that you might forget to ask because you're concerned about something else. Maybe they have a concern you didn't think of. And that's important that they express that in trying to also help you and support you that way. And this is why love and support and communication is so absolutely important with your loved ones, because you can get so much support there. You can have so much help if you really want it and ask for it. So sometimes if you're facing something that's difficult and you're not sure how to handle it, it's okay that you don't know how. You're not required to have all the answers. You're only making a decision in a moment that you feel is the best one you can make at that time. So it means that you're doing the best you can every single moment. And if you really didn't like the way you made a decision in that moment, the next time the moment comes around or a new moment, you have a choice. You have a choice in how you want to deal with something. But the consistency really comes with yourself and how you're going to deal with your own emotions. Are you going to let them run away with you, or are you going to observe them and help use them to help give you clues for how you can handle things or what you can handle that day? So there is some food for thought. If you have any questions or you have comments, You can send us a message and answer the questions for the podcast. Thanks for joining me today on the podcast. And next time, Kelly will be back. And we also have some other interviews coming up too. We have a workshop on Sunday, March 17th, called Spring into Rebirth. And it is a continuation of our series that we had before Christmas. So the seeds that we have planted, we are now going to clear out any energy that's come up to blossom ourselves, our energy, those ideas, so that we can manifest the things that we want. We're going to have very practical, physical tools and emotional tools that you can use. It's going to be great, and we hope to see you there. So I'll put the links in the podcast description for you, and we hope that you join us. That's on Sunday, March 17th, 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. That'll be 1 p.m. Eastern Time. So we hope that you'll see us there. Thanks for joining me today.